In the name of the Triune God, Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Our Bible text takes us to the time of Jeremiah. I ask to read from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verses 11 through 14, and the words are in Jesus' name. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the truth. Plans to prosper you, declares the Lord. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and future. Then you will call me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. Amen. There in the by the wall of the opposite dormitory there were three young men, and I asked them how are you doing. The boy on the left, he said, all good. On the right, he said that he mentioned that he has been accepted into Opistos Natural and Wilderness Program. And the third also said that he is doing well and he is still in school. But the next year he would like to apply for Opisto. And I became very glad because there were three believing lads and they had very good news. For the beginning of this sermon, I want to ask you, how are you doing? It's important to consider what kind of vision for the future and the present we have. These youngsters, they were doing fine, but there might be some people listening to services who come from many different turmoils. They may be under sorrows and maybe they are thinking, how will I even manage? And when we are before God's word, it is important that Heavenly Father would meet especially you, whether you be in which kind of situation you are in your life, and in whatever situation you find yourself, you can believe. In this service, it has been proclaimed, and always when people of God gather, it's proclaimed that be of good cheer, you can believe, all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. We live the time of I could say that people have many different fears. There are news from Europe that this is the hottest year in history. You may be fearful for environment, and many things come near to you that make them fearful and even us all. But as believers, we can always look to the future and to the present with confidence. God has begun his good work and he will one day bring it to completion, and if we want to remain children of God, we will one day reach heaven's home. And whatever situation where we are in our life, we will reach our heavenly home. In a song of Zion, we sing, Lord Jesus, I know you will. When you walk by faith, you will be sustained. May we always have strength to continue our journey of faith, and God has promised to give us the strength one step at a time. This summer, I was a confirmation camp counselor for Hankasalmi Camp 2, and it left me with some good memories. And the young people, when it was the end of the camp, they wrote down those thoughts that touched their hearts. And I said that those thoughts would just stay me for a whole year. It left me a very warm feeling. Maybe you parents too have received a letter from the camp. And that we have written to our dear children letters, and they would hang the letters in the camp and at the confirmation camp so the campers could read. The parents were hoping for their children to have believing friends, that their faith would be strengthened and they would be and the faith will become personal, and you are beloved because you are child. And so that the youth could walk his own path, and that path would be such that the faith will be in that path, and the child would be happy. And also that as a God's gift we have received you. So that there would be safe adolescence and adulthood, that and how the gospel should be accessible easily, that when during everyday life we could preach and receive the gospel when we have bad words and we would ask for and grant forgiveness for sins in Jesus' name and blood. What then those youngsters think? From a certain camp, there was a prayer of intercession, and I want to read it to you. We pray for safe and happy life for everyone. We also pray for all those struggling with mental health issues. Grant strength to our fellow believers and grant us all future and hope. Put an end to wars and global crises. Protect all children of the world. Grant strength to our unbelieving friends and relatives to turn away from their unbelief and come to living faith. We also ask that I myself may always have the strength to ask for forgiveness for my sins and may continue to believe. And may my own faith be strengthened so that one day I may inherit eternal life with you in heaven. Just think, dear sisters and brothers, how beautiful our young people about their own healthful feelings in the world. And as our text speaks of the future and hope, that you young people are the future and especially important within the kingdom of God. As a small clock flock through, this God news will be carried forward in the years and decades to come. Earlier we heard about the wilderness journey. The people of Israel, when we look at the map, it was the area of Judah where the Jerusalem was. After the wilderness journey, there was a very... The people faced extremely difficult times. God, who had led them to the promised land from Egypt, from the nation of sin of Egypt to the promised land of Israel, and by his providence, very bad times were facing the people of Israel, and the book of Jeremiah speaks about those times and also other books in the Bible. When we think about the wilderness journey, there were hardships and trials, and one rebellion, only Joshua and Caleb were able to enter the promised land. All else didn't see it. And when the next generation reached the promised land, do you think that those people became better? What did the sin still attach to them, and all the temptations of the world and the idolatry of the world? It happened so that it happened so that people forsake God, and God hates sins, but he loves the sinner, and especially those who are penitent. And God made Jeremiah to preach to the people. Jeremiah said that I'm not able to because I'm a very young man, but God told Jeremiah to tear down, to break, to destroy, and to build and plant. But Jeremiah preached during that time, but the nation and the people didn't repent. For the Bible said that there were more false gods than there were towns in Judah. I don't know the number of towns, but some of you may know the number of towns in Judah. It also said that they had forsaken God and started to sacrifice to false God and build their own idols. And the marriage was also defiled. Bible tells that in the book of Jeremiah, it tells that how they lusted after other spouses and lusted for money and goods. And to Jeremiah it came the word that if you find even one who does good and who is honest and does good, I will be merciful on the city. And Jeremiah found none. And God allowed that something about 600 years before Jesus, King Nebuchadnezzar II, came from the north and conquered Jerusalem and Judah. And the people were taken to the exile to the present day Iraq, about 10,000 kilometers away. Think if you have to leave your home and move 1,000 kilometers away. Surely there were near ones that left behind, and some even died, and there were great despair, and it was a result of turning away from God. Such a bleak time befell that nation, and this text that we just read, it's from a letter of Jeremiah that he sent to the people in exile, that you don't need to despair. That, dear brother and sister, even during this time, there's no need for a believer to despair, but believe and trust in the providence of God. There in this letter, Jeremiah brought up important matters that even touch us today. it was told that take wives, have daughters and sons, and have wives for your sons, and marry your daughters so that you might have more, that increase, do not decrease. And people living among foreign nation were given this exhortation and to accept children of us. And when we think about this day, this is also timely for us, that we want to act on the God's word on this matter, that we trust and accept all children. Fathers and mothers, tell, when you have hard times, tell about them, because the kingdom of God hears them, and they will give you help and strength. This is the good way for us to act. And it's also told that we should act for the benefit of the town that God had placed them. Pray for that town, because if it prospers, you will also prosper. If we think about our time as believers, we have always wanted to be the builder of our societies, our fatherland. And I also want to say that as our nation has lived through different decades and different difficult years through the history, during the times of war, we have been protected. And I dare to say that it is because we have turned towards the good Heavenly Father even during those dire times, and God has preserved our nation's independence. So such exhortations were made there in the letter by Jeremiah, and I also want to emphasize about this letter that when Jeremiah gave guidance based on the God's word, and even among those exiles there were those false teachers, and Jeremiah warned about those false teachers when there were such teachers that saw dreams and explained their dreams, and Jeremiah warned them that they preach only lies, but you in my name I have not sent them, says the Lord. Think about the young people when they had to be forced to leave their homes and go 1,000 kilometers away, and when they arrived those foreign places, I think that they surely thought that we've seen this place already, let's go back. But God through Jeremiah spoke. God spoke through Jeremiah and said that you have to stay here for 70 years. And we think about the teachings of this world. Some believers might say that from the world there are good teachings, but those are not the teachings of that are according to God's will. But it's interesting that God isn't always there where the human understanding would like it to be. We are told about the prophet Elijah, when all the other prophets had been killed and the altar of the God had been destroyed, and people had abandoned their covenant with God, and Elijah went to the Mount of Horeb. First there was storm, and he entered the cave. And first came a storm, And we think with our human reason that we would think that God could be in that storm. And even in earthquakes, we might think that God works in those earthquakes. No, but God was present in the quiet hum, and after that, God spoke to Elijah. Dear brothers and sisters, in the partaking of the kingdom of God, God's God plan is realized when we personally believe and put away sin in the strength that God has given us. God has His good plans for us, even for this day and for the next days. He has given His Son to atone for our sins. He, in the middle cross of Golgotha, gave His life so that we would one day could have eternal life in heaven. Always raise your eyes from yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ. He was tempted like us. He knows our pains and sorrows. He endeavored a sinless endeavor, and He sits on the right side of the Almighty God. And there He prays for us that we would remain believing. This short journey that has been allotted to us. This our temporal life compared to the eternity, it's like a wit of the hand or like nothing, like the blink of an eye. Nation had forsaken God, but through Jeremiah, He exhorted the nation to repent. Then you will call unto me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me, and will find me when you seek me with all your heart. If there's someone who listening to these services, whatever your age, what is your life situation? At this moment, Kingdom of God comes near. In a prayer, it's like a mumbling to God. Many times we find ourselves as bad at praying, but through prayer we cannot receive our sins forgiven. But God only justifies, only makes one heaven acceptable through the preaching of His nation, where all sins and are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. This word of gospel can give you even a little child. All little children can say this gospel to you because they are believers. And everyone, every believer can preach you sins forgiven. Now it's time of grace and acceptable day. Repent if God has woken your heart. All sins and unbelief can be believed forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. The people were living in difficult circumstances, and the comfort from the letter of Jeremiah, it tells them to not look at the temporal world they were longing for, but even further, even unto the heaven's home. The people weren't able to gather to services that they had at their home nation, but so the congregation of God has always been preserved in this world. I will gather you from all the nations and place you where I have banished you. Surely they were longing for their homeland, towards home. Even in the times of our nation, there have been people that have been exiled through hard circumstances. I myself have been living next to Karelians who had been forced to move to Seinäjoki in South Ostrobothnia. And the neighbor said that he would return immediately to Karelia if he was able. We also have those children who went to Sweden to escape the war, and I have not exact number how many returned from Sweden. I read from the history books that not everyone came back from the exile from it was a very fertile region, and this region of Iraq, and after some time there came time of King of Persia Cyrus, when they finally were able to return to their homeland. But as believers, we remain waiting and looking for towards our call faith. We believe so that we would one day inherit the eternal life in heaven. And we gaze upon our destination and our goal. As the writer of Song of Zion says that that with hope I lift my head gazing towards the new land. And this period came to end where they were under foreign rule, but each of our human lives will come to an end, and we are called to the righteousness and rest. One day too there will be the time when we will have mutual departure. In the Bible it is written that if he have placed our hope in Christ only for duration of this life, we would be most pitiful people of all. Even now we have our hope anchored at the shore of glory. Through faith we have been preserved on our journey by faith. And even now we can be trusting on the God's promise that he is the beginner and that he is the author and finisher of our faith, Alpha and Omega. That when he has begun his good work in us, and he will one day bring it to completion. It pays to believe. It pays to believe the clear conscience which some have silenced and have already been shipwrecked in their faith. The Book of Revelation also urges us to hold fast to what you have, that you won, no one may take your crown. The poor man was carried to Abraham's bosom, and there we too shall remain, dear sisters and brothers. Even now let look us to heavens. Havas beautifully expresses this aspect of the believer's life in his hymn. In our heavenly home, no mist-filled cloud will obscure the face of Christ, nor are there tears of sorrow in anyone's eyes. Here, however, we are on the path of trials. I don't know why I feel this way as I listen to this sermon, since I chose this sermon to the text. good people are, for example, ill, not that they are chronically ill, and I've received message that to that effect that there may be even some these kinds of times when the end is actually closer than you might have previously thought. So I might reach you, tell you, dear listener, these words of comfort. Even how bad your situation is, it's always best to believe. And whatever situation or place you find yourself, dear brothers and sisters, even at the end of this sermon, you can remain believing, all your sins and doubts forgiven in Jesus' name and blood, and to peace, freedom and joy in Jesus' name and blood, all sins forgiven in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven. You, dear children and youth, it always pays to believe. Especially you youth, the world is drawing near you. But always trust in God, that even during the midst of this world when sin attaches, that the power of God is always greater than the power of the devil. Even in these times you can and will continue believe when you are willing to have your own sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. It's the best remedy of against the temptations of the devil. Christ is victorious over death and rose once from the dead, and so it will be for all of us. And the day will come when the earth will give up will give up what is hers, and the sea will give up what is hers. On the last day, the sound of the last trumpet, death will be clothed in undying immortality, and we will enter into the joy of heaven. It is worth keeping our eyes fixed on that even today. Paul spoke of this, how we see through the glass darkly, and that when we get home we will see Christ face to face. Even the latest temptations and sins, struggles and doubts can be forgiven. Right now in Jesus' name and blood. Can I also believe my own sins forgiven? My sins and doubts forgiven. I want to believe together with you. In Jesus' name, amen.